弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们能够再一次一同来到神的面前。
We thank our Lord that we can come to Him once again.
我们在这三天的退休会的里面。
In this 3 days of our conference.
照着你们给我的题目是讲到大卫的诗篇中所有的学习。
As the topic is the David's study in the Psalms.
诗篇一共有150篇。
There are a total of 150 songs.
绝大部分都是大卫所作的。
Most of them are written by David.
我昨天已经提了，我昨天已经讲了。
I said yesterday.
这无论是中国人和西方的基督徒。
No matter who's Chinese or Western Christian.
全部的旧约最喜欢的是诗篇。
Most enjoyed is Psalms.
你我如果不注意的话，真没有想到诗篇是在旧约的。
If we don't pay much attention, we won't realize the Psalms in the Old Testament.
它能够把我们里头的感受都发挥了出来。
He's able to express our inner feelings out.
这一些的发挥。
All these expressions.
能够看见是把我们已经有的感动没有话讲的，他替我们讲出来的。
For such things that we cannot express, it expressed for us.
我用一个的比喻。
I have a parable here.
你们当中年轻人不是太多。
There's not a whole lot of young people here.
当你要追求你的朋友的时候。
But if you're pursuing one of your friends.
特别的男孩子都神经少两根的。
For the guys who have some trouble here.
看见了女朋友不知道怎么讲话。
When you see the girlfriend, you don't know what to say.
So 我劝你们一件事。
I'll encourage you one thing.
到卡片店去选一个卡片。
Go to one of the souvenir stores.
选的里头的词句好肉麻，你是买了送给女朋友，你女朋友一定高兴。
To pick the naughty words and your girlfriend will like it.
什么一些卡片
？What kind of cards？
你想讲的也讲不出来的。
The things that you want to say but you cannot say.
我告诉你，你结婚50年了，还需要买这个卡片。
After you're married for 50 years, you still need to do that.
把你的感觉能够发挥出来的。
When your feelings are able to be expressed,
在我们基督徒的身上
for us Christians,
诗篇就是把我们感觉发挥出来的。
Psalms help us to get that feeling out.
现在这一次我只能够跟大家来读了五篇的诗篇。
This time I was only able to go through 5 Psalms with us.
所以我盼望能够选择在这么多诗篇的里面呢、啊。大卫一生的经历最重要的那个五篇。
I was hoping to pick throughout all these psalms to pick 5 most important ones.
头一篇昨天跟大家来提的诗篇第32篇。
First one was yesterday we mentioned Psalm 32.
它是认罪的诗。
A confession.
今天要跟大家提到是63篇。
Today we will go to Psalm 63.
他切莫张扬神的一首诗歌。
David's longing and looking up.To the Lord.
昨天何弟兄问我今天应该唱什么诗歌。
Yesterday, brother asked me what song to sing.
我何弟兄你自己选吧。
And then I said to the brother, you pick your own.
说刚刚何弟兄选了两首。
Then brother Ho picked 2 songs.
我们诗歌本里头最好的切莫神的两首诗歌。
Our best 2 songs in the whole hymn book to say the topic.
我相信你们都很喜欢这两篇诗。
I think we love this song greatly.
怎么叫喜欢？
How do we say we like it?
你常常有的机会来唱这首诗了，把你感觉能够唱出来。
We often have the opportunity to sing the song to express our feelings.
但是我不是贬低这两首诗。
I'm not looking down on these 2 songs.
你把这两首诗我们所唱的跟诗篇63篇比较比较。
If you're able to compare the 2 songs which you sing with Psalm 63,
你会发现我们唱的诗歌比诗篇63篇差的太多了。
You'll know that the 2 songs has no comparison, nowhere near to the song.
诗歌词赋的那些文章。
The wordings in the songs
一定是在表达内心的感受。
is expressing our inner feelings.
有些感受是非常沉重的诗。
Some feelings are very heavy.
有些诗歌是很优雅的诗。
Some hymns are very beautiful.
有些诗歌是很高昂的诗。
Some are very uplifting.
我明天上午最后诗篇的六十篇是高昂的诗。
Tomorrow the last psalm I will share is Psalm 60 would be a very uplifting.
那我们中国的基督徒。
But for us Chinese Christians,
比较喜欢是优雅的诗。
We like to something that is beautiful and
nice. 你看看那个中圣诗啦。
You look at the
我们中国人都喜欢优雅的诗。
The Chinese people like the beautiful songs.
我想你们都喜欢小敏的诗歌。
I think you like Sister Xiaoming.
这是在这几年的功夫，世界各地的华人都很喜欢的。
Recent years, the Chinese Christians throughout the world love her songs. Why?
因为这是适合我们中国人的心情。
Because it fits us Chinese feelings.
你知道佛教现在学基督教的。
You know that Buddhism is imitating Christians.
1972年开始。
1972.
在台湾基隆到台北的当中，习子有一个的和尚。
In Taiwan, in the middle of Taiwan, there's a monk.
他去到东南亚去旅游。
He went to Southeast Asia.
回来他非常的难过。
After he traveled back, he's very sad.
佛教在印度完全没落，被印度教所取代了。
Buddhism was replaced by Hinduism in India.
佛教在泰国还是比较很尊重啊。
Buddhism was well respected in Thailand.
第二是缅甸。
Second is
Cambodia. 第三是日本。
And then Japan.
第四才是我们中国。
Then is fourth is China.
我们中国的佛教已经跟释迦牟尼佛教变了好多样子了。
Chinese Buddhism has been altered greatly.
来拜菩萨的关公都拜了，哪里是佛教的？
We just worship any god idols.
那他就发现。
And then he realized.
佛教这么多年衰落下来一个的原因。
The reason why Buddhism is fallen.
从一个佛教一日行了，到山上做和尚了。
One day that Buddhism was very popular.
脱离了社会。
And it's been away from the society.
就少了吗？
Then the believers are.
第二个念佛经嘛，都念念就是念不懂的。
And then they're wording their books. It's hard to understand.
所以他那个时候在习子开一个叫莲社。
But then that monk at Taiwan, he opened a
temple. 不鼓励人到山上做和尚。
He is not encouraging people to go be a monk on the mountain.
莲社盖的房子很像礼拜堂。
That worship temple is looking like a Christian chapel. There's seats.
旁边还有个和风琴的。
There's a piano on the side.
还有诗歌印出来的，还唱的。
Hymns printed out and you can sing.
那这样的缘故了哈，佛教在这二三四五十年来。传光了比较广了。
For this reason, Buddhism was in the past 20 years was.
你们都知道，现在佛教有一个很出名信用大师，就是他的徒弟。
There's a very famous monk now that is.
那现在都在电视上去了。
That monk is on the television.
他们的做法也是讲道。
Their ways is preaching.
讲道必须要唱诗。
You must sing.
所以佛教里头目前有好多的诗。
So there are many songs in Buddhism.
你去注意佛教的诗。
If you pay attention to their song,
都是优雅的诗。
They're very beautiful.
没有雄壮的诗。
There's nothing uplifting.
在我们基督教的里面的。
But in Christianity,
从前古典音乐是沉闷的。
The classic are rather dull.
等到马丁路德起来了。
When Martin Luther King,
日耳曼的那个音乐带进来了。
When he brought in the German,
雄壮的诗歌。
A very uplifting
song. 这些雄壮的诗歌在我们中国人中间很少的。
These uplifting songs are very few among Chinese.
只有念儿所做的，不愿意做奴隶的人民要站起来。在中国大陆就是大陆国歌了。
Only the Chinese national anthem.
那这是个雄壮的诗了。
That's a very uplifting
song. 你看到中国基督徒所做的诗没有雄壮。
But if you see the Chinese Christian, they don't write uplifting songs.
是我们这一代的基督徒啊。
For us,
能够借着不同的诗歌，把我们不同的感受发挥了出来。
We're able to express our feelings through different songs.
这是诗歌的有一个重点。
This is an important.
第二个，给人真的帮助还不仅是感情。
This true help is not just in the feelings.
真的帮助来自里头的内容。
The true help comes through the content.
短短几句话。
very few words.
内容要非常的丰富。
The content needs to be rich.
所以我们刚刚所唱的两首诗歌。
The two songs we just sang.
跟六十三篇的诗歌比较一下呢。
We compare to
发现诗篇六十三篇内容丰富的多了。
If we compare to Psalm 63, we'll realize Psalm 63 is much richer.
我最炫目的唐诗三百首里头是李白所做的。
The old classic Chinese poems.
这个这很难翻的哈。曹操词白底什么？彩云间。你会背的哈？千年江河一日还，两岸怎么你妈不大会背的？怎么这国文都忘掉了？两岸余生提不住，轻舟已过万重山。你看这个四句诗啊。动态的不是静态的
You see that four lines of the poet is dynamic
就是山上头的白帝庙
You see the temple up on the hill 就
是两边的这什么猴子的叫
You see the monkeys
轻舟这么快的就过去了
This boat is going through the river
你包括了多少的内容
It's so much content
所以难怪这首诗歌是唐诗三百首里最好的
No wonder this is one of the greatest classics
那我跟你们讲盼望你们注重
I tell you so that you will pay attention
诗篇第六十三篇
To him Psalm 63
诗篇第六十三篇内容非常的丰富
Psalm 63 has very great
比我们刚刚所唱的两首诗要丰富的多了
Surpassing the two songs which is
所以我们好不好把诗篇六十三篇拿出来翻
Can we take a look at Psalm 63?
有一件事昨天我没有讲，我倒留到今天来讲。
One thing I didn't say yesterday, I kept it for today.
我所选的那几首诗歌。
The Psalms I picked.
你要去注意他用的名字，你、我、他。
If you pay attention to the nouns, I, you, and him.
他叫做你，达到他是对着神的。
If it says you, it's saying to the saying to God.
讲到我是作诗人的感受。
If it says I, it's the writer's.
讲到了你们。
If it says you, the plural you.
是朝着一般的以色列百姓讲的。
It's saying to this group of Israelites.
是我们再翻一下啊，我们昨天所读的好不好
？We take a look at the one we read yesterday.
三十二篇
Psalm 32.
这三十二篇。这赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这些话下来了。
From the blessed is his whole transgression is forgiven all the way down.
第八节，我要教导你，只是你当行的路是神对着大卫讲的。
Verse 8 it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. This I is speaking from God. Verse 11.
你们义人应当欢喜快乐。
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous.
这是大卫受到神的带领，然后对着以色列。
This is David being moved by the Spirit of God and speaking to the Israelites.
他又根据了前头实际的感受。
A summary from the first 10 verses.
然后呢，教导劝勉其他以色列百姓。
David is teaching and encouraging the people of God.
六十三篇也是如此。
Psalm 63 is the same.
一六十三篇，他开头讲到大卫自己的感受。
It starts with David's own feelings.
当然是到十一节
and, all the way to verse 11
王必因神欢喜凡指着他发誓的必要夸口他知道神
But the king shall rejoice in God Everyone who swears by him shall glory This everyone
第一节神啊你是我的神是对着神来讲的
And verse 1 says Oh God you are my God Speaking to God
十一节王必因神欢喜凡指着他指着神来发誓的必有夸口所以他是对着以色列百姓讲的
in verse 11 this, everyone is speaking to the Israelites
所以这样的话呢他从诗篇差不多到最后了根据他的神面前的领受和经历来劝勉教导以色列的百姓
so at the end of this song a summary to his learningsHe's teaching back to the Israelites.
这一篇诗是大卫渴慕神的诗。
This hymn is saying David's longing for the Lord.
大卫有好多渴慕神的诗。
There are many psalms speaking of David's
longing. 但是我选这首诗篇。
But I picked this psalm.
整个大卫将近150篇诗篇里面。
throughout the
150
Psalms of David. This psalm was written when he was in great distress, the greatest distress and greatest trouble throughout his life.
这一种光景中啊, 他就写出诗篇, 63篇来。
When he was in such harsh condition, he wrote Psalms.
我相信你们当中有些弟兄姊妹都是读圣经的。
Amongst us, there are many Bible scholars.
今天青年人不太多。
There's not a few young people today. I usually challenge the young people. If you read Bible carefully and compare, and pay attention to the content, you will see that every psalm has its own features. This one was written when David was in the greatest trouble. This title of the psalm.
大卫在犹大旷野的时候做了这诗。
A psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah.
如果你们有穿珠的圣经,
if you have a
穿珠的圣经,
reference Bible.
你们再去看英文的圣经,
and then you read the English version.
都提出来这是撒母耳记上22章的故事。
It speaks the story of 1 Samuel chapter 22.
连 American Standard Version 都是这么提的。
Even the American Standard Version would say so.
但是我好好地读的时候，我觉得他引用是错的。
But when I read it carefully, I realized that was not the good reference.
圣经的本身我不敢怀疑。
The Bible itself, I do not disagree.
人所注解的，我都会怀疑的。
But reference made by man.
要知道大卫一生有两次的旷野。
We need to know that there twice David was in the wilderness.
头一次是逃避扫罗王的时候。
First time he was fleeing from King Saul. Because he has killed Goliath.
以色列妇女唱歌跳舞说, 大卫杀死万万, 扫罗杀死千千。
Women of Israel, I'd say, Saul has killed his thousands, David his 10,000.
其实当哥利亚向以色列百姓挑战的时候，扫罗打仗都不敢打的。
So when Goliath was challenging the Israelites, Saul can't even It's David who killed Goliath.
他妇女们唱诗啊，还给扫罗一点面子，扫罗杀死千千。
The songs of the women as giving a little face to David, he still mentioned Saul.
大卫杀死万万的。
David killed his 10,000.
我如果是大卫的话，
if I was David,
我要是跟扫罗讲了。
I would say to Saul,
you
should give your throne to me now.
当初撒母耳已经把膏挂在我头上了。
Long time ago, Samuel has anointed me.
你被恶鬼所附的时候没有办法，我弹琴把鬼赶走的。
Your spirit was troubled by the evil, and you had no way to get out.
哥利亚挑战的时候，你不敢打仗的。
When Goliath was challenged you, you dared not to go out.
哥利亚都杀死了。
I killed Goliath.
现在搞选举必须要民间调查。
Nowadays we have to do election, we have to
民意调查，大家都知道了，我是杀死万万的。
When your election, you make a public quote. Poll,
这你个位置让给我了。
So that people says that you should get off.
大卫没有这样做。
And David didn't do so.
神既然高着我，但是要我坐在 宝座的位上，神会负责，我不用我自己手来成全神的事。
God has indeed anointed me, but to sit on the throne is not my work, but God's.
这大卫在神面前能够被神所使用的一个原则。
This is one of the principles that God can be used by God.
这里各妇人所唱的话。
The words that the women sang.
对着扫罗和大卫都是一个的挑战。
They're both challenges to David and Saul.
对着大卫的挑战，大卫没有因着这句话而骄傲。
To David didn't boast when he heard this.
对着扫罗这句话引起扫罗的嫉妒。
But unto Saul, it provoked Saul's jealousy. So Saul raised up to kill David. When Saul was anointed by God,
uh,
Saul has changed that I was a tribe of Benjamite. How can I be a king?
神是用膏来膏他,
and indeed, God anointed him. God has decreed that he will establish you before the, to be the king of Israel. When he was king, not that God has established me, but the kingdom of Israelite is in my hand.
And
how he dealt with
things.
He didn't do it for the benefits of the people, but for his own. Therefore, God can't keep using Saul as king. This seems like an off topic. I'm not here to speak to these stories. This is not Sunday child, Sunday school. But I want you to know, if we have our heart to serve Lord today, that we need to have good teachings. By that time, David has no way out. Through the report of Jonathan, that David knew that Saul was to kill him. So David fled.
逃到哪里?
Where did he go? Went to the Philistines, land of
Philistines.
Philistines were rivals with
Israelites.
Goliath was a Philistine.
幸亏非利士人是一帮一帮，不一定彼此有关的。
Philistines are group by group, not necessarily related. When David fled to Gath, why to Gath? Because all the land of governed by Saul, David was nowhere to flee. The king of Gath received David. Other tribal leaders of Philistine asked King Gath, why have you received David? David, when he heard it, he feared.
大卫怎么办?
So what did he do?
故意装疯,
he pretended he was mad.
故意乱语,
to say crazy things.
口水都嘴上会流下来,
his mud was flowing down his beard.
我都想想, 因为我装疯的还装不成功呢,
if I pretended to be crazy, I didn't succeed. I didn't really willing to. But David had no way out.
是的, 这个时候, 加特王说, 你应该离开。
This, the moment King Gathol said to David, you have to leave.
加特王没有抓他已经很好了,
the king didn't capture him. That's a good thing already. Where did David go? So David fled to the wilderness of Judah. There's a cave. He was living.
那么弟兄姊妹, 大卫在犹大的旷野大概有十年左右的时间。
David spent about 10 years in the wilderness of Judah.
你知道旷野吧?
You know about wilderness?
哎, 你们住在Vancouver不懂的时候叫旷野。
You really don't know about this wilderness.
他这两个字都懂了, 实在旷野不懂的。 实在旷野你不懂的。
Oh, we don't really understand wilderness.
一片黄地,
it's just nothing there.
都没有什么树木,
there's no trees.
草都很少的,
few grass.
水是更少了,
even rare as water.
你一到这种旷野地方了, 心情都很差。
Once you go into these wilderness, your feeling is really down.
我不知道以前跟你们谈过了, 问过你了没有?
And I don't remember if I asked you before.
请问你们有多少人去过欧洲旅行的?
How many of you have been to Europe?
举手好吗? 去欧洲旅行的?
Raise your hand.
还不多耶,
not that many.
你们这么老实的, 老是留在加拿大,
you're so put.
那我请问你们了,
I ask you,
你们去过欧洲旅行的人, 哪几个人去过以色列?
For those of you who went to Europe, how many of you have been to Israel?
好多人没有举手了,
not that many.
去过欧洲不去以色列不爱主,
If you went to Europe, but you don't go to Israel, you don't love the Lord.
You have
the money to go to Europe, then you didn't go to Israel. I've been to Israel twice. And then I realized the land of Israel. When you're flying in from the airplane, you look at the ground, it's all yellow brown. There's a line of green. Do Do you understand?
哪里有河，旁边再有树，没有河，没有树的。
If there's a river, there's green, there's trees.
啊，我们到以色列头一次去了，再到了埃及。
The first time I went to Israel, then on to Egypt.
这个巴士过去的。
Took the bus.
这经过了苏黎世运河那个一带地方。
Went to the Swiss Canal.
再看见有沙漠。
And then I saw a
desert. 遍地都是沙。
This whole land is just sand.
什么植物都没有的。
No plants.
哎呀，住在里面了。
If you live there,
心情是非常的孤单和想。
The feeling is very lonely and down.
这大卫就到了亚鲁兰洞了。
So David came to that cave.
在旷野地方居住。
Lived in the wilderness.
在旷野的时候。
When he was in the wilderness,
有三百个犹太人到亚鲁兰洞来投奔到大卫。
The 300 men of Israel came to this cave to him.
这三百个人是什么样的人？
Who are these 300 people?
在以色列国家城里都是犯罪作的流氓。
They are the lowlifes in the cities of Israel.
他们城都住不下了。
They can't live in the city anymore.
听说大卫在亚鲁兰洞。
They heard that David is in the cave.
就投奔到大卫那。
So they run to him.
那么弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我如果是大卫不敢接待他
if I was David, I cannot receive him.
都是杀人放火的这些流氓
these are murders and
我接待他了半夜都把我杀了
if I receive them, they'll kill
me 我有人跟我亲近都是蛮规矩的人
my families are very nice
这个大卫都接待他
but David received them all
第二个
a second
旷野的粮食非常少
There's a few food in
the wilderness. 这些人怎么养活呢?
How do you keep them alive?
哎呀，你们知道我们孩子好多啊。
If we have many children, we know.
我们十个孩子。
I have 10 child children.
现在告诉你们，不光我有十个孩子，我有十八个孙子。
Not only 10 children, I have 18 grandchildren.
再告诉你们个更好的一个消息。
Even better news.
我的大孙子都已经结婚了。
My oldest grandson is married.
我懂得保孙子的味道。
So I know grandchildren's feeling.
我还不懂得保尊生的味道。
I don't know the.
我们全家两年聚在一起啊，真正是高兴的。
Our family reunites once every 2 years. It's very happy.
你们有好多四十岁以上，我不劝了。
If you're over 40, forget it.
四十岁以下劝你只生一个两个一定会懊悔但你懊悔已经生不出来了
okay, If you're under 40 if you have one or two child keep
那我们真正非常享受
We're really enjoying this
但你有没有想到
But do you know
我十个孩子怎么养活的
How do I feed my 10 children
我们去年全家到美国来的时候
In 1971 we came to the US
每天长的方便包三条
The long loaves of bread, three.
牛奶两大人。
Two gallons of milk.
我们教会给我们很少的薪水。
Church don't give us much
salary. 是你们生两个不敢生了，怎么养活嘛
？If you think two children, how can you keep them alive?
那我生孩子怎么养活了
？How do I fit 10?
更难了嘛
？It's even harder.
所以我遇见年轻人说，哎呦，不敢养第三个啦，否则怎么养活
？So when I see young people, they say, oh, two children.
不是你的事业这么好，再多生几个。怎么养不活的呢
And I'll say you're so healthy, keep going.
老实说是懒。
Honestly, they're lazy.
养孩子好苦。
It's hard work.
但你要知道，养孩子是投资。
But you should know that raising children is an investment.
年轻不投资，年老收获就少了。
When you are young, you don't invest, you don't receive much when you're old.
我们收获就很多了。
And now that I receive much,
你看我这个领带是我女儿送的。
You see, this tie was given by my daughter.
带着领带好高兴了。
This is very happy.
我刚刚买一部 SUV 的车子 ，Acura 的。
I just bought an Acura SUV.
我大女儿送的。
This is a daughter gift.
哎呦，儿子女儿送的东西啊，比我自己买的更舒服的多了。
These gifts from the children is better than my own.
大弟兄姊妹，实实在在神怜悯我们。
But truly, the Lord.
我们十个孩子都能够养活了。
All of our 10 children are.
我想想，大卫有三百个人到亚鲁兰在投奔他。
But I think there's 300 men come to David.
怎么养活？
You keep them.
我自己生的不养也没有办法，只好养喽。
If the children are of mine, then I have no choice.
这些不是他所生的。
But these are not his children.
都在荒野地方了。
And it's in the wilderness.
来投奔他了。
They came to him.
大卫怎么办
？So what did David?
大卫借着这个机会
，David used this opportunity.
诗篇说
，through the psalm.
你听见少壮狮子哀恶吼叫。
You hear that the young lions are hungry and groan.
信靠耶和华的一样都不缺。
But he who trusts in the Lord, he will lack.
他的旷野听见狮子叫，什么叫老狮子？就是少狮小少壮的狮子。
He who trusts in the Lord will lack nothing. But when David heard the young lions,
他也听见狮子叫是抓到了野兽的叫，或者挨饿的叫。
He can identify if it's a young lion or a lion who captured some animal.
连少壮狮子都挨饿在那吼叫了。
Even the young lions are hungry.
都是依靠耶和华。一样都不缺。
But he who trusts in the Lord shall lack nothing.
他在这种生活的里面了。
But in this life condition,
教导这三百个人。
He taught these 300 men.
这三百个人就成为大卫的勇士。
These 300 men became valiants for David.
到了以后，他建立起他的国家来。
Later on, when he established his kingdom,
三百个人跟他一同做工，才把国家建立起来。
He was co-worked with these 300 men to establish his
kingdom. 那这是他的犹大的旷野。
This is when he was in the wilderness.
犹大旷野的时候啦。
When he was in the wilderness,
当扫罗听说了。
When Saul heard,
扫罗在全国拣选了3000精兵来追赶大卫。
Saul pick and choose 3,000 men throughout Israel.
有一支最危险的。
There's one's very dangerous.
扫罗带了3000的兵来追赶的时候。
Saul took 3,000 men chasing after David.
幸亏好，他的山的这一边，大卫的山的这一边。
So that Saul was on the On this side of the mountain, David was on the other side.
一追上大卫三百个人没有办法跟扫罗来打仗。
Once it was chased, there's no way you can match 300 with 3,000.
非常的危险。
Was very dangerous.
这是大卫所危险的。
This is a danger of David.
大卫第二次到旷野是什么？
A second time he went to the wilderness.
乃是他在耶路撒冷已经做王了。
He was king in Jerusalem.
他没有想到他第四个儿子亚撒龙杀了他的长子暗嫩。
He didn't think that his fourth son Athalon would kill his first son Anam.
亚撒龙就逃了。
The fourth son fled.
大卫非常生气。
David was very angry.
生气过一段时间呢。
After his madness.
他的元帅约牙看见大卫的脸色有点改了。
David's general see the.
约牙。
Joy.
对，看见大卫的脸色已经改了。
Seeing that the face of David is changed.
跟大卫说，我要不要去找一找亚撒龙啊？
So he said to David, should I go seek Athalon?
大卫不讲，大卫不回答。
And David didn't answer.
那时候约牙去找亚撒龙来了。
David went for Absalom.
我好像是题外的哈，这对我们生活都很有关的。
Sideline stories.
好多年前我在家里头。
Many years ago when I was in my home,
我还在台湾。
Back in Taiwan,
我有一个儿子不听话。
This one son was very naughty.
劝他没有用。
Didn't listen to me.
责备他也没有用。
Rebuke him, it didn't work.
打他也没有用。
Beat him up, he didn't work.
气到我一个，你叫我滚。
I was very mad, he get out.
他就走了。
Then he left.
我的太太帮我忙。
My wife helped me.
不讲话。
Didn't say anything.
我生气。
I was very mad.
过了一天。他也不讲。
A day later, he didn't say anything.
过两天，他也不讲。
Two days, she didn't say anything.
到第三天了。
The third day.
他要不要去找一找啊？
And she said, "Do you want to go look for him?"
我不讲。他就开始找了。
And I didn't. And I didn't.
这叫老夫老妻哦。因为我讲讲不出口的嘛。
So my wife went looking for him.
我现在是想念的嘛。
I can't bear to speak.
人就这么矛盾的哈。所以您真是有个好的一个朋友，好的老，好的夫妻就好会懂得对方的意思的啦。
If you have a good friend or a good wife, they would know each other.
亚撒龙去找了。
So Absalom went.
找来了，大卫说：“我不要见他的面。”
When he came back, David said, "I don't want to see him."
心中有想，但是不要见。
His heart
wants
to, but he doesn't say so.
他如果亚撒龙随便回来，他怎么能够治理以色列国家呢？
Because his king, he's saying, this guy come back just by himself. How can he see him?
希伯来，希伯来 ，Hebron.
Oh, Hebron. Absalom went to Hebron.
没有想到亚撒龙的野心。
Didn't think of the ambition of Absalom.
慢慢栽培他手下的人。
Absalom planted his
followers.
And to grab and recruit David's men.
请了连大卫这个谋士到他那里去。
He actually grabbed David's counselor.
他宣告做王。
That that he declared that he
did.
David had no protection.
把大卫情报工作也不好,
David's intelligence didn't work.
都没有想到亚撒龙会有来杀他,
David never thought of Absalom will come
and kill him.
Absalom took his troops to
Jerusalem.
They report to David in the night. David, when he heard it, he was greatly feared. And David fled Jerusalem. The priest carried the ark of the Lord. Well, follow David.
大卫说,
and David said to the priest, go back. Do not follow me.
为什么缘故?
For what reason?
And
David knew why Absalom is chasing him.
杀了巴斯伯的丈夫,
that he, David took Bathsheba's
wife
and killed him. Last night I told
you.
When God is disciplined David, before God. If we wrong God,
连大卫这么明白神心意蒙到神赦免了里头还没有把握
for such man like David know God's heart, but when he sinned he still had
no 又有事情发生了之后了
Once something happened,
他良心里都没有好的把握,
his conscience has no ground to stand.
他不愿意又会跟着他来流浪,
he doesn't want the ark of the Lord to follow him. So he fled alone.
逃到了旷野的渡口,
fled to the port of the wilderness.
这就是撒母耳记上15章,
First Samuel.
这前头好吗? 撒母耳记上15章,
First Samuel chapter
15:18.
Verse 18.
那么我详详细细来读, 我相信诗篇63篇就是撒母耳记下15章了。
If we read it very carefully, it's Second Samuel.
我相信你们有读圣经的人。
For those of you who read the Bible.
你问我是有什么根据?
What evidence do you have?
两个强的根据。
Two strong evidences.
好一个第二节。
First one, verse 2.
我在圣所中曾如此张扬你。
So I have looked for you in the sanctuary.
大卫跟随扫罗的时候,
When David was following Saul,
又贵是在基内野林家隐藏的。
The ark was hidden in the household of Ebal.
圣经说扫罗作王20年没有到约柜那里去朝见神。
The Bible said for 20 years David was king, he didn't go to see the ark of the Lord.
大卫在扫罗手下根本没有有圣所，也没有到圣所那去张扬神。
David had no sanctuary and didn't go to see the sanctuary.
第二个,
secondly, verse 11.
因为王必因神欢喜。
But the king shall rejoice in God.
他讲到王,
it speaks of the king.
大卫逃避扫罗的时候,
when David fled from Saul, he wasn't king.
逃避亚撒龙的时候,
when he was fled from Absalom, he was king.
是我是想着各个圣经的版本来挑战的,
but I've challenged with many people and they say, 1 Samuel chapter 22 is not right. Why do I have to mention this?
我盼望弟兄姊妹知道,
I want you brothers and sisters to know.
大卫逃避亚撒龙比逃避扫罗还要艰难。
And when David fled from Absalom, it's even harder than he fled from Saul.
扫罗是极嫉妒的仇敌。
Saul was an enemy of jealousy.
亚撒龙是自己生的儿子。
Absalom was his own son.
仇敌来打劫还能够心情刚强的。
The strikes of an enemy, we can yet be strong.
连自己所生的儿子都要杀我了，在人面前都讲不出来的。
But if your own son come to kill you, it can't even be said.
大卫逃避扫罗时还经过了非利士的加特。
When Saul was chasing David, David went to
Palestine.
Then he went to the wilderness
of Judah.
At that time, he was fled to the wilderness in a hurry.
约押带的军队已经过了约旦，已经过了约旦河了。
The river has passed the river Jordan.
他还在旷野那里居住。
He was yet in the wilderness.
所以亚撒龙来杀大卫的时候啊，
when,
这是大卫一生里头最最伤痛、最最下沉的感觉。
When Absalom was chasing David, this is the moment of his lowest time in his
life. 这个做这首诗。做这一首诗
to write this hymn,
乃是你看第五节第六节
in verse 5 and 6,
我在床上纪念你在夜更的时候思想你
My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fat
我自己年轻的哎呀生活都很苦
When I was younger I felt that my life was harsh
刚刚年轻生下来的时候刚刚是北伐时期
When I was just born, it was
a
civil
war.
When I was my teenage years, Japanese invaded.
And
then later I fled to Shanghai. After Japanese surrendered, the communists started a war. So I had no memories of my childhood. Until now.
唱诗歌的你们弹钢琴，我只听见头一声的三，下回三次都听不出来的。
I can only hear the piano play one tune.
我们哪个时候还什么音乐不音乐的
？And there's no music.
有饭吃，有书读就很好了。
If you have food and you have something to read,
我也什么都不会。
I don't know anything.
所以我的孩子又有音乐，又会打球，又会游泳，还我好羡慕。
My children knows music or play balls.
我的经历比我的孩子苦得多了。
My experience was very harsh compared to my children.
那么感谢主的。
But thank God.
我因为苦的多了，在诗篇就读得懂。你们没有苦都不懂。
I had this harsh life, so when I read the Psalms, I understand more.
什么叫床上？什么叫夜更？
What is mean on my bed and in the night
watch? 我记得我大概十三岁的时候。
I remember when I was 13.
我住在定海。
I was in a Dinghai city.
日本人的军舰一到定海港口，砰砰开两炮。
The Japanese warship came to that area and they fired.
我们离开家就逃。
And we fled our homes.
逃到了乡下去了。
And went to the countryside.
爬过一个山，再爬更高的山。
We climbed one mountain and even a higher mountain.
爬到要亲戚那里去了。
We went to our relatives.
没有床好睡。
There's no bed.
坐在那里头。
We just sit there.
我才懂得什么就是伸手看不到五个指头。
Back then, I realized what does it mean to raise your hand and catch your fingers. At a point where,
拉住一点，原来流血。
Then you realized you're bleeding.
哦，特别是到了清晨之前呢，黑暗的，真正是非常的孤单，非常的痛苦。
Just at dawn, the darkness is very difficult.
白天还好。
The daytime is easier.
晚上就不好。
The nighttime is very harsh.
这是什么？在床上，在夜更的时候。
So this says on my bed is at the nighttime.
最孤单、最危险、心情最坏的时候。
The most lonely and most hard time.
在这个时候，他就做了这首诗。
At that moment, David.
对不起啊，我讲了二十分钟了，我还没开始讲本文呢。
I said 20 minutes. I haven't.
但是我相信，我把这些东西讲了，也帮助弟兄姊妹读圣经有什么的读法。
But I hope that this will help brothers and sisters to read Bible.
诗篇一定要去找出撒母耳记六王记时候那一个时候他的背景是如何。
If you read the Psalms, you have to go back to the Samuels and the Kings.
那旧约的先知书一定要知道这个先知是什么朝代，先知当时的背景是什么。
If you read the prophet books, you have to know the time of the prophet.
否则你没有办法会能读得懂的。
Otherwise, you can't understand.
那么大卫是在犹大旷野的时候啦。
So David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah,
有一个人告诉他说你快快走吧。
Someone come and told him, leave.
明天早晨撒母耳亚撒龙会带着军队来追你。
Tomorrow Absalom will, his troops will be here.
说他听见这个消息了。
So David heard this.
做了这首诗。
He wrote the psalm.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你如果了解他的背景了。
If you know the background.
如果我怎么做呢？
How would I
神
啊、
oh, 你看见我今天多委屈求你帮助我对不对
Look at this great trouble of me Please save me
这个一定的嘛、
This is for sure
还怎么样
But what did David say This is weird
神啊你是我的神我切切地寻求你
Oh God you are my God Early I will I seek you
在干旱疲乏无水之地我可想你
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you.
我的心切慕你。
In a dry and thirsty land.
你没有在这两节一节圣经里头啊，闻到大卫心中的痛苦。
You can taste the bitterness in these two verses.
当初的环境给他的危险和给他的压力。
Circumstances pressure, you can't feel that.
寻求神，渴向神，切慕神。
But he was seeking God, longing for God, and thirsting
for God. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers,
我好像很啰嗦。
It seems like I'm very wordy.
但我要劝你们，我们一定要学习的。
But I encourage you that this we must learn.
我们刚刚是唱切莫神的诗歌，唱得很轻松。
We sing the song longing for Jesus.
因为我们没什么难处嘛。
We sing it.
但是我有难处的时候，会不会唱神啊？我切莫你。
But when we're in great trouble, can we still sing God? I long after you.
这个时候呢，乃是寻求神。
But at this moment, David.
什么叫寻求神？
What does that mean to seek?
他一直跟神有很好的交通。
That he remained this great communion with
God. 但思维的环境，可能神已经丢弃他了。
The circumstances have forsook him.
可能因着他当初的犯罪，神的惩罚在他身上。
But maybe he sinned, God is punishing him.
所以他就寻求这位的神。
So that David seek God.
他不在乎亚撒龙的追杀他。
He didn't care about the chasing of Absalom.
他不在乎环境是那个的伟杰。
He didn't care about the circumstance being very.
他知道一件事。
He knew one thing.
只要神与我同在，我什么都不怕。
If God is with me, I fear nothing.
神如果没有我与我同在
，If God is not with me,
我再好的环境，再暗的光景，我都害怕。
No matter how good the circumstance, I will fear.
我盼望弟兄姊妹要注意。
Please pay attention to this.
我们做基督徒，灵里的感觉敏锐不敏锐
？If our spirit is sensitive or not?
我愿意跟弟兄姊妹一同分享。
I want to share with you.
我们在北美，在这几十年来很平安，外头环境没特别艰难。
The past several decades in North America, there's no difficulties.
我们也享受神给我们许多物质上给我们的丰富。
We enjoy many abundance of our Lord.
请弟兄姊妹注意一件事。
But please pay attention to one thing.
是一种安逸的环境会叫我们失去灵里的敏锐的感觉。
But this comfort in our life will get us to lose that sensitivity in our spirit.
亲近主是好，不亲近也可以。
Draw near to God is good, but if you don't, still okay.
聚会都是来的。
You come to the meetings.
啊，聚会好像受感动。
Seems like we're moved.
刚刚一出了门呢。讲到已经80%都忘掉。
And as we walk out the door, 80% is gone.
我们常是很受感动。
We are greatly moved when our sing.
都不大感受到诗歌里头的内容。
But we don't pay much attention to the content.
这是我们今天做基督非常危险的光景。
This is the danger of today's Christians.
大卫在这种艰难的里面呢、啊、
？In this great difficulty, David.
他根本不在乎环境的光景。
He didn't care about how the circumstances
going. 根本不在乎亚撒龙的嚣张。
He didn't care about the Absalom's strength.
他只怕神离开了他。
He only feared that God left him.
即使不离开他。
Even though God didn't leave him,
他不能够亲近神来享受神的同在了，这就是他自己觉得遭殃了。
He wasn't be able to draw near to God and to be close
to him. 是你会看见他的心态是切切的渴慕神来血慕神。
You see that my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you.
他讲得很明白。
It's very clear here.
干旱疲乏无水之地。
In the dry and thirst land where there is no water.
干旱是四维的环境。
Dry is the circumstance on the outside.
疲乏身体的感受。
Thirst is our own body.
无水之地，因为它没有食物，没有水能够来帮助它。
A land of no water, is there no food?
在这种光景中间呢
？In this circumstance,
他怎么的渴慕法
？How can he be
thirsty? 第二节。
In verse 2,
我的圣所中曾如此瞻仰你。
So I have looked for you in the sanctuary.
所以他就想到了一生最宝贝、最喜乐的时候，是在圣所中来瞻仰神的时候。
So he recalled the best time of his life was when he was in the sanctuary of the Lord to look up to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在神面前蒙恩了。
When we receive blessing from God,
你总会发现到某一个时候。是你以往经历中最宝贝的时候了。
You will remember that there's one sector of your memory is the most precious.
刚刚我进来的时候，那弟兄来问我。
When I just came in this morning, one brother.
林亮，我要求证一件事。
I need to confirm something.
听说你们这几位弟兄以前把旧约、新约都背过了。
I heard that you several brothers have memorized the Old and New Testament. I said you mistake.
我只把四福音、罗马书、加拉太、以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西和希伯来和约翰一书背过。
I've only memorized the four Gospels, Romans, Corinthians.
好，这其他没有背。
Others I didn't.
我说尼特森是全部背过。
I said Washman Nee did.
他听说，哎呀，你们新约都背了，没有，旧约都没有背。
And the brother said, did you memorize the Old Testament too?
那尼特森不光把新旧约都背了，把 King James 都背过。
Washman Nee didn't memorize the Chinese, he also memorized the King
James version. 难怪他以后能够在神面前这样把神的话。清楚来供应弟兄姊妹。
Later on, no wonder that he was able to feed the brothers.
是我讲了背了这几句圣经，你们很羡慕。
You admire me for memorizing.
我也应用雅各解法老王的话。
I choose Jacob when
我一生的年龄是130岁，我的日子又短又苦，不如我的祖宗。
My life is 130 years old. My life is short and bitter.
我跟你们
like my ancestors.What do I tell you?
我讲起当我年轻的在上海教会中间有一种非常好的光景。
When I was young, the fellowship in Shanghai was very good.
这是当特别到以后艰难困苦危险的时候啊，想念到那个聚会了。
But when later on, when our life get bitter and hard, we remember that good time.
但是弟兄姊妹，大为好的是什么？
But brothers and sisters, what is the good of faith?
圣所中来瞻仰神。
He have looked for you for God in the sanctuary.
这是很好。
This is very good.
它是很稀奇的。
Very.
你仔细读的话，很稀奇的。
It's surprising.
我要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好。
To see your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life.
他在圣所中来张扬他所领受的三点。
In the sanctuary, he will proclaim the three points.
一个是能力。
First one is power.
这个是荣耀。
Glory of God.
这个是神的慈爱。
Loving kindness of God.
那我讲一个故事。
I'll tell you a story.
我不记得这里跟你们讲过了没有。
I didn't remember if I tell you before.
40年前我在台湾的时候。
40 years when I was in Taiwan.
有一次有一个中学的弟兄来做见证。
It was a high school brother came to bear witness.He is preaching the gospel.
同学不听,
his friend didn't listen to him. He explained the Bible.
两个人争辩,
and then they argue.
争辩, 喉咙就大了。
When they argue, the voice raised.
争辩, 站起来了。
And then they stood up.
他气得了要命。
He was angry.
神啊，你给我能力，一拳把他打倒。
God, you give me power, I'll punch him.
他做见证，感谢神给我能力，一拳把他打倒。
He bear testimony that thank God.
我说乱讲，什么神的能力？
It's not right.
你被人打倒不是妄才是能力，你把人打倒不是能力。
If you beaten by others and you didn't complain, that's power.
圣所张扬神的能力什么？
In the sanctuary, you proclaim the power of God.
圣所能够说张扬神的荣耀。
In the sanctuary, you can proclaim the glory.
圣所怎么能够张扬能力？
How can you proclaim the power?
弟兄姊妹，你了解了没有？
Do you understand this?
什么是圣所中能力？
What is the power of the sanctuary?
不是把仇敌打倒。
Is you beaten down the enemy?
不是把扫罗来杀害他的躲避掉。
It's not when Saul was chasing him, he was able to hide.
亚撒龙来杀，杀害他了，抵抗。
When Absalom was chasing him, he was able to hold.
圣所一个能力。
The power of the sanctuary.
远超过这一方面的事。
Surpassing these.
什么是圣所的能力？
What is the power in the sanctuary?
洪基他的能力，就我们的罪得着赦免。
Our sin will be forgiven.
我们罪得着赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
这个的能力。
That is the power.
胜过他杀死了哥利亚的能力。
Surpassing the power that he killed Goliath.
胜过能够倒躲避了亚撒龙的追杀。
Surpassing the power to flee from Absalom.
圣所看见头一个能力，像我有这样有罪的人呢。竟然蒙在祭物，神赦免我的罪。
First power in the sanctuary is to see that for a sinner like me can be received by God.
全人类的历史都有强的把仇敌打掉。
In the whole history of man, we have story of one beating the enemy.
秦始皇的时候统一全国,
the old Chinese king was able to unite. Another Chinese king was able to unite. To kill the barbarians in the north.
人在地上会做这么大的能力,
man can do these things. But who can free man from sin?
只有主耶稣钉十字架, 才就我们从罪的刑罚审判里头了得到除掉。
Only when Jesus, Lord Jesus was crucified, he was able to take away the sins.
这个能力,
that's the power.
这个的能力了,
this power.
到了洗作盆,
when we come to the wash basin,
能够除掉了世界上的脏染,
was able to cleanse and purify.
到了圣所那里了,
when you reach the sanctuary, you can have God as our food. So that we can live.
我现在有常常有机会吃饭的时候,
often time when I'm eating,
哎呀,我看见年轻人胃口很好,
I see the young people eat a lot.
哎呦,我看见年轻人吃鸡腿了,
I see you can eat four drumsticks and one meal.
像当年我也能够吃四个,
back then I could too.
吃都吃不下了,
nowadays I can't.
哦,年轻人都吃得多,
but the youngsters can eat.
有什么好处?
What's the benefit?
拿重东西都可以了,
you can lift heavy things.
我啊, 胃口不行啊,
now that I can't eat,
能力就少了,
the power strength is
但是一个人到圣所有诚实并自知的就我们灵性的刚强有能力,
but when you're in the sanctuary, the showbread will strengthen us in the spirit.
圣所里头还有一个能力,
there's another power in the sanctuary,
金灯台的光,
the light of the golden lampstand. It's not to see our own corruption. We see our own corruption through the
bronze,
the bronze art.
但是到圣所的金灯台,
but when we're in the sanctuary of the golden lampstand, we see the glory of Jesus Christ.
幔子上的所绣的绒美,
in the veil,
基洛伯的像挂在幔子上进到至圣所的幔子上的,
the glory of cherubim on the veil,
基督的绒美能够叫我们看见,
the glory of Christ that we can see,
就是开我们里头的眼睛,
open our inner eyes,
叫我们有一个能力 了解属灵上的事,
that we have this power to understand spiritual things.
金灯塔金香堂是什么?
The gold incense.
如果能力, 好叫我们的祷告达到神的道,
so that our this power gives our prayer to be reached to God.
正所的里面啊,
in a most holy place,
荣耀在那里显现,
the glory of God appears.
是大卫在极其艰难的时候, 他所要张扬神是什么?
So when David, when he was greatly troubled, he will proclaim what is God.
不是去杀死了亚撒龙,
not to go kill Absalom.
不是就环境中间有一些富有,
not to have some riches in the circumstances.
想念在圣所中神所写的能力,
but to remember the power in the sanctuary.
所以你会看见他下面的话, 第四节,
and you will see in verse 4,
我还活的时候要这样的称颂你,
this I will bless you while I live.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
即使亚撒龙把我杀了,
even though Absalom was able to kill me, I will still bless you.
主耶稣怎么说?
What did Jesus say?
杀身体不能杀灵魂你不要怕他,
those who kill your body but not your soul, don't be afraid.
杀身体又能够把你灵魂丢在阴间的你才要怕他,
but fear the one who can kill your body and throw your soul in hell.
我一对着亚撒龙杀我都无所谓,
and David said, I don't care about Absalom killing
you,
but if I have strength, I will bless him.
不是应付我今天的需要，是应付我永远的需要。
But this power is not just to take care of the need of today, but it's taking care of the need of forever. This God is,
第二个啦,
David is praising God.
Secondly,
well, I will see your glory.
什么叫做荣耀?
What is glory?
我不记得跟你们以前讲过了没有,
I don't remember if I said this before.
我都信主的时候了,过了差不多20多年之后,忽然想起了,什么叫荣耀?
20 years later, after I believed the Lord, I start to remember what's
glory. 荣耀就是荣耀吗?
Is glory glory?
这到底什么叫荣耀呢?
What is glory?
我记得圣保罗牧师讲的最好。
Paul Sheng, brother, said something. 他是有许多圣经
的东西啊，他不明白。
He said that many things in the Bible he didn't understand.
看好的是解经。
And he read a good spiritual book.
他发现解经解了好多。
And he realized there are many books.
他解出来东西都是明白的，他不明白东西解经也没有解。
Those who are explained on the books, he knew already.
买来了都解不通了。
All these books and things didn't explain things.
那么弟兄姊妹，我不知道以前考过你们没有。
If I test this before,
什么叫做荣耀？
What is glory?
我告诉你，我信主二十多年来，问自己的时候，我真是没有答案。
20 years after I believe, I couldn't have an
answer. 我也看了非常多的参考书。
I've read many reference books.
都不满意。
I didn't
就我满意的最深刻的印象，奥斯汀斯巴克斯讲的。
The only thing I was satisfied was about the spark.
当神的工作，当神的个性发挥出来的时候
，When the works and the might of God expressed，
他心中的欢喜快乐的样子叫做荣耀。
That happiness in his heart is glory.
啊，这是你们听懂了没有？
I don't know if you understand.
当神的工作做好了。
When the work of God is accomplished,
神的本性品格显出来了。
When the divine nature of God is expressed,
非常的喜乐。
You have this great joy.
这种喜乐就是荣耀。
Such joy is glory.
我看看你们的脸呢，好像没有听懂。
I look at your face is blank.
给你们举个例好不好？
For example,
你我都去参加，有些人结婚，对不对？
We go to wedding ceremonies.
我在纽约大概给人证婚大概有200对了。
20 couples I've married.
结婚
200 couples.
结婚的时候，大家都看新娘漂亮，不讲新郎漂亮。
Wedding ceremony, we look at the bride, don't look at the groom.
新郎不会吃醋的。
The groom didn't care.
哦，新娘要从大门进来的时候
，So the bride came through the door.
新郎的脸就对着新娘慢慢转的。
The groom was facing the bride, slowly turning. It's different from the makeup.
我就发现了,
I realized.
每一个新郎结婚都很高兴。
Every groom was very happy.
有一些的新郎特别高兴。
Some groom are especially happy.
什么特别高兴?
What does that mean?
这个新娘好多人追把她追上的，哎呦，特别高兴的。
This bride has spent many effort to chase.
我所以劝年轻人了，男孩子追你不要答应，多几个人追你。
So I，
不知道他结婚了没有？我不晓得。这么好的一个女孩子给我追上了。
Such a great sister I got.
哦，脸上特别高兴。
It's very happy in the face.
最高兴什么时候？
When is he most happy?
出纱的时候。
When you open up the veil.
出纱的时候啊。
When you open that,
脸上这是一个红光满面一种笑容的
face is all red and glowing
这个叫荣耀你懂了吧
Glory
这么好的女孩子给我追上了表明我很不错哎
such good girl I can get that means I'm
为什么别人追她不答应我追她答应了呢
she didn't agree with someone else
哦，去到这样的一个的新娘子心中非常的喜乐
but when he had the bride he was very happy
是大卫所圣所是张扬神的荣耀
so David went to the sanctuary to see the glory of God
神的能力是神的作为
the power of God is his works
神的荣耀是神的品格
the glory of God is his
divine
nature 我多次
跟人讲的
many times I've said
一个人在地上活着
for someone to live on the earth
被人所尊敬的不是学问，不是钱财，不是事业。
Who is expected is not his money, his education, his success.
乃是你的品格。
But is his character.
我当初家中也是很穷。
When I was young, was very poor.
我好不容易书读出来的。
It was very hard for me to go through education.
你知道我上海交大毕业的。
I was graduated from a good university in Shanghai. How many of you come from mainland?
我是江泽民同学，你知道吗？
I'm
我跟个大陆来的人啊，一叫到江泽民同学，脸上很有光彩的。
Classmate of a former chairman。
其实江泽民书也读得不太好。他没有读，我读得好了。我们在交大毕业了，都这个大拇指头的。
When we graduated from that university, we were very prominent.
现在中国大陆来的人,
nowadays, people from mainland,
交大没有大拇指头,
Beijing University is better.
一讲到北大毕业的了,
as the University of Beijing,
都是好神奇,
you're very good.
台湾啊, 我以前在台湾住的时候,
when I was living in Taiwan,
一女中的女生去参加人家婚礼, 穿制服去的, 不穿礼服的,
Some girls went to attend weddings not but wearing uniforms.
我是一女中的学生, 哎呦,真生气了。
That means I'm the, a student of some school.
我告诉你, 这叫阿Q精神。
没有什么好夸的。 Don't be boastful.
你自己很好, 没有别人来尊敬你的。
There's nothing to boast for that.
我觉得读书是最最尊敬一个叫陈大锡教授。
There's a Professor Cheng I admired.
他是教我们热工学, the heat power engineering.
Okay, he was teaching heat power engineering.
2年半他来教的,
two and a half years he taught.
他一开头来教的时候,
at the start, when he started,
我们同学都站起来了,
we all stand.
你们坐下,
and the professor say, sit.
Heat power engineering 这一科,
heat power engineering,
还不教科本这么厚的, 英文的,
textbook heavy.
全中国除了这本教科目之外, 我的这个最老。
In the entire China, other than this textbook, I'm better.
我四年大学毕业，所有笔记簿都丢掉了。 Heat power engineering 笔记我还留着的。
4 years of university, all the notes I've thrown away, but only this heat power engineering.
我没有一个儿子学 mechanical engineering.
I have a son study mechanical engineering.
我一个女儿 does Cornell 是 mechanical engineering.
My daughter is mechanical engineering.
到二年级，我把我的笔记簿给她。
And in second year, I give her my.
哦，她说你爸爸好用功。
Oh, father, you're study hard.
笔记簿证明16本的。
I have 16 books of notebooks.
我的女儿说：“爸爸，你的教授教的太好了。” 连我今天 Cornell 大学教授还没有像你的大，你的教授这么好。
The daughter said, "Father, your professor is just good."
我是很感激他。
I'm very thankful for him.
但我不尊敬他。
But I don't respect him.
脾气很怪。
He's very bad
tempered.
When you see him, he doesn't bother you.
但我一做事的时候,
but when I'm working,
我羡慕我有钱的。
I admire people who have money.
后有钱买的鬼推磨。
You have money, you can put the evil to work for you.
几千人在他指挥的里面啊,
there's a boss commanding thousands.
但是我有钱的人不尊敬他,
but I don't respect the rich man.
有钱的人都小气,
they're stingy.
不小气, 不会发财的,
if they're not stingy,
they
can't be rich.
我所尊敬是品格高的人。
I respect those who have character.
是我劝诫我自己。
So I encourage myself.
我劝诫我的孩子,
I encourage my children.
注重你的品格,
to be careful with your character.
过于你的学问,
over your education.
过于你的钱财,
over your money.
过于你的事业,
over your work, career. But I tell you something.
我讲了没有用。 我讲了没有用。
What I said doesn't care, doesn't count.
自有信主,
only you believe
自有清净主,
the Lord. Only to draw near to the Lord. Let the character of the Lord touch us. We will see His character and we give thanks and praise. Our character will be built and His character will appear on us. We will be respected on earth. Dear brothers and sisters, David in the sanctuary wants to see the glory of God. The power is his works. His glory is the expression of his character. When you put the two together, you have the loving kindness. This loving kindness is different from the love of God.
Loving kindness, yeah.
Loving kindness is not love.
Loving kindness 乃是因他的慈爱有一些的作为。
Loving kindness is there's work in the love.
神爱世人, 甚至了独生子赐给我们, 神一切的工作, 他的根源是神的爱。
For God so loved the world, He gave us His only begotten Son. This work is love.
但是爱表现在我身上是神的慈爱。
This love on me is God's loving kindness.
神所有这么大的能力。
Because God has this power.
它的根源是神的爱。
Because He has love.
神所以能够叫他的品格也能够彰显我们的身上呢，乃是根据神的慈爱。
For the character of God to express in His glory is because He has love.
神把他的爱做在我们身上。
He worked out His love on us.
这大卫到圣所。
So when David came to the sanctuary,
想念到两件事。
He remembered two things.
一个是能力。
One is power, the other is love.
一个是荣耀。
One is glory.
两个加起来了，那是神的慈爱。
When you put the two together, you have the loving kindness.
神的慈爱比生命更好。
So David said, your loving kindness is better than life.
我即使被亚撒龙杀死了。
But even though I'm killed by Absalom.
但是我的生命还不如神给我的慈爱更加有宝贝。
My life is no match for this loving kindness of God.
这个缘故啦。
For this reason.
我要奉你的名举手。
I will lift up my hands in your name.
什么叫做名?
What does that mean to name?
神把它表现出来了。
To God to manifest
himself. 用不同的表现。
A different manifestation.
用不同的名来代表的。
Different names to represent.
举手乃是高举神的德胜。
When we raise our hands, raising his overcoming.
把心中感谢赞美献在神的身上。
We give all the hearts of thanksgiving.
是这个第一节到第四节。
From verse 1 to 4.
乃是他逃避亚撒龙在旷野的时候他心中所想念的。
He was fleeing Absalom in the wilderness. That's what is in his heart.
然后第五节开始。
From verse 5.
语气改了。
The tune changed.
我在床上的时候纪念你在夜更中思想你我的心就像饱受了果水肥油。
When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness.
第一节到第四节是真理是原则。
Verse 1 to 4 is truth and principle.
第五节就讲明他的实际的经历。
Verse 5 will say the actual experience.
他的经历是在床上是在夜更的时候。
So his experience is on his bed in the night watches to remember God.
但是他第五节六节下面的话比前头多了一点。
On verse 5 and 6 is more than the previous.
他说像饱受了过水肥油
My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness
这第五节到第十一节是亲近神的感受
From verse 5 to 11 is the feeling of drawing near to God
非常的饱足
He is very satisfied
第二个他有坚定的信心神一定保护他
Secondly he has this firm faith that God shall surely protect
him. 我就在你的翅膀的荫下欢呼，我的心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
I will be in the shadow of your wings and rejoice, and my soul follows closely behind you.
一个得确定的把握。
He had this firm,
神一定会要打击所有的仇敌。
And God will strike all his enemies.
不是靠着我来打。
No.By my own strength.
那是神会来打的。
But God will do that.
但那些寻思要灭我命的人就往地底下去他们必被刀剑所杀被野狗所吃。
But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword.
他不光是亲近神里都得到了满足。
And not only he was satisfied through this drawing near.
在亲近神里都有非常强的把握。
In this, longing, he had this firm grip.
虽然时间已经不多了。
We don't have much time left.
我必须要解释一下。
I must explain this.
他这句话，我们读了历史会矛盾的。
When we read the history, it confronts with this.
你记得吧？
Do you remember?
大卫过了河了。
When David went through the river.
整顿军队。
This whole army.
就元帅带着军队回去跟亚撒龙打仗。
The general took the army back to fight with Absalom.
胜过了亚撒龙的军队。
They overtook the armies of Absalom.
亚撒龙逃了。
Absalom fled.
亚撒龙逃掉，头发挂在树枝上。
The hair of Absalom was hanging on the tree, on the branches.
这句话今天讲你们不明白。
Today we don't understand the saying.
30年前我讲这句话，大家会明白。
30 years ago when I say this, someone will understand.
年轻的头发一直变的。
young people wear hair change.
年轻的头发啊。
You know, nowadays the hairs.
昨天领诗歌的那位弟兄有一点年轻的头发，短短的往上翘。
Titus had a little sticky hair.
他还是老的
了。
三十年前年轻头发好长。
30 years ago, young people have long hair.
我可能好不喜欢。
I didn't like that.
他们社会学上领弟兄你不必不喜欢了。
He said, Brother Lin,
你要叫年轻人不要梳长头发，很简单一个方法。
It's easy for young people don't have long hair.
你们年老的人头发长，他就短了。
For the old people to have long hair, the young people will have short hair.
年轻人长头发是反叛，你们这个老年人。
Young people will rebel.
你是短的，我就长。
You're short, I'll be long.
你是长的，我就短。
If you're long, I'll be short.
说现在穿了一个五十的，我实在不大喜欢，就短短的、翘翘的。
Nowadays, it's just a little spiky hair.
你知道，在三十年前，年轻人这个头发都软软的。
30 years ago, the hairs are soft.
受了谁的影响，你知道吗？
Whose influence was that?
Einstein.
Einstein
讲过一句话。
Einstein said something.
不在乎你头上的头发，乃是你头里头的脑子。
Einstein
头发就软软的。
Don't mind the hair on your head, but mind the knowledge in your head. So that young people have messy hair. 头发像
Einstein, 脑子也不像 Einstein.
Their hair looks like Einstein, but the brain doesn't look like Einstein.
这是年轻人的光景了。
This is the young
people. 你会看见亚沙龙是什么？
You'll see what is a heart of rebellion.
It
has a long heart. Long to a point that his hair was caught on the tree. The soldiers saw that. The soldiers dared not to strike him. They spoke to Joab. When Joab came, strike him once.
为什么兵丁不敢杀他？
Why didn't the soldier kill him?
因为大卫来整顿军队，打发他们出来的时候。
When David was commanding the soldiers to come out,
站在前头，所有的军队走过，讲了一句话。
He was facing the army and he said something.
你们留下这少年的性命，你们留下这少年的性命。
Spare the life of the young man. Spare the life of this young man.
他把亚撒龙杀死了。
To kill Absalom.
有报信的人来了。
Messenger came.
头一个来报信的人，大卫在城墙的上面。
First messenger, David was on top of the
wall. 一个报信的过来了。
The messenger came.
问他说战场怎么样？
David asked, how was the war?
那个说平安了，平安了。
The messenger said, peace and peace.
这个人很懂事。
This one knows
things. 平安了不讲的。
So what is peace?
第二人过来了。
Second messenger came.
问大卫是怎么样？
But David asked, how did it go?
但愿所有王里的仇敌都像那少年一样。
May all the enemies of the king be like the young man.
弟兄姊妹，大卫怎么表现？
So how did David react?
撕裂了衣服。
He torn his garment.
把灰扬在头上。
Covered his head with ashes.
在城墙上喊的是亚撒龙啊，我巴不得替你死。
On the wall, he said, Absalom, I really want to die for you.
军队兴高采烈地回来了。
The army came back rejoicing.
一看见大卫在城墙上在那哀哭。
Once they saw David was crying on the wall.
他喜欢都没有了。
All the joy has gone.
约押对他说了。
So Joab
said to him, 难道我们被亚撒龙杀死你就高兴啊？
Would you be more happy if we were killed by Absalom?
大卫只好洗脸地迎接他。
So David cleansed himself and welcomed him.
我告诉你，亚撒龙是凭着公义和能力。
Absalom was by righteous power.
亚撒龙不懂得什么叫做爱。
Absalom didn't know what it means to love.
虽然亚撒龙是这样的背叛了，该死。
Though Absalom was so rebellious and he was worthy to be killed.
我儿亚撒龙，我巴不得替你死。
But David said, oh, my son Absalom, I'd rather die for you.
为什么缘故?
For what reason?
如果我不是杀死乌利亚，你今天不会死的。
If I didn't kill Uliah, you won't die today.
你今天是不是你背叛我?
You didn't was killed because you rebelled against me.
我当初去了巴斯伯，杀了乌利亚。
It's because I wed Bathsheba and killed
Uliah. 先知说你的儿女有四个丧生的。
The prophet said, four of your children will be killed.
现在你亚撒龙死了。
Absalom is the first.
我巴不得替你死。
David said, I'd rather die for you.
你会发现，这是我的大卫的历史，他爱的表现最好的时候。
This is when I realized this most loving for David.
好在什么地方？
Why is this good?
你看见吗？
Do you see?
这是神看见主耶稣钉在十字架上他所有的感觉。
This is God when he saw Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross, his feeling.
他的爱就要他的独生儿子为着我们钉死在十字架上。
His love so that his only begotten son
was nailed on the cross,
surpassing all reasons.
讲理论理由的人不懂得什么叫做爱。
A logical person doesn't understand what is love.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
有一首诗歌，你如果要认识神，爱是最短的路程。
There's a psalm saying, if you want to know God,
我有
一句很
过分的话。
I have a very strong word for you.
宁可对真理不太明白，
you'd rather not know the truth that well.
不要牺牲到你跟神的爱。
But do not sacrifice the love between you and God.
当然应该把真理明白的。
But of course we should understand the truth.
爱是超过一切的。
But love surpasses all.
这是大卫的这首诗歌里面呢，有很矛盾的话。
This is the conflict of David in this psalm.
按照公义来说，
Speaking in terms of righteousness.
但是凭着命我命的人必往地底下去，他们必被刀剑所杀，被野狗所吃。
Those who follow and seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for the jackals.
按照公义，
for righteousness.
跟着理，理由。
Oh, and reasoning.
他绝对对的。
And he's.Surely he's right.
爱超越过这些。
But love surpasses all these.
那这是大卫的旷野做的诗。
This is the psalm David wrote in the
wilderness. 然后他第十一节。
And verse 11 it says,
但是王必因神欢喜。
But the king shall rejoice in God.
对凡指着他发誓的必要夸口，因为说谎之人的口必被塞住。
Everyone who swear by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped.
这是他来劝勉以色列的百姓。
Now that he's encouraging the people.
他这里说说谎之人的口必被塞住。
Now that it says, who speaks lies shall be stopped.
我想你我们记得吧。
Do we remember?
大卫逃避亚撒龙的时候，
when David fled from Absalom,
有一个四美，
there's a
在山的那边来骂大卫。
A Simei is on the other side of the mountain, cursing David.
流人血的人啊！
You who called others to bleed,
扫落一家人的血。
You killed the household of Saul.
所以神叫你儿子来杀你。
So God calls your son to kill you.
大卫的元帅在旁边。
The general David was beside him.
大卫说：“王啊，你过去，我把他头杀掉。
”General said, "King, I'll go there and I'll cut his head off."
怎么可以这么来咒诅你的
？How can he curse you like this?
你有没有杀过了扫罗
？You didn't kill Saul.
今天亚撒龙来杀你的时候了。这一个人竟然这样来咒骂的。
Today Absalom is coming to kill you. How can this man curse you like that?
我考考弟兄姊妹。
I test brothers and sisters.
大卫怎么反应？
How did David react?
啊？你让他去吧。
Let him go.
打发他来咒诅我。
This is God sent him to curse me.
或者神看见我的光景，神会发怜悯给我。
Maybe when God sees my condition, he will have mercy on me. 大卫
活在神面前了。
This is how David lived before.
那大卫很怪。
David is strange.
老年的时候传位给所罗门了。
When he passed his throne to Solomon,
所罗门一句话，
he said to Solomon,
你不能够叫四妹白发离开世界。
You can't let Simei to leave this world with white hair, gray hair.
不遵守所罗门的命令。
Later on, when Simei didn't follow the command of Solomon,
所罗门把他杀了。
Solomon killed him.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你都这样圣经有没有问题？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have any comments on this?
我发现弟兄姊妹，你的圣经如果没有问题，就没有什么亮光。
If you don't have any questions on the Bible, then you don't have light.
我有很大的问题。
I have huge problems.
大卫是两面人。
David is a two-minded.
他回来的时候呢，四妹在他面跪，求他原谅。
When he came back, he might kneel before him and beg him for forgiveness. And David forgave him.
又告诉亚斯所罗摩说,
then David said to Solomon, you can't leave him die before he has great hair. He's two-minded.
你要知道,
you need to know that David represents Christ going to war. Solomon is Christ representing Christ's resurrection. Solomon represents when Christ's kingdom is established to work out and develop, to hold the kingdom.
And
he must take out all the evil evidence. Otherwise, this kingdom cannot be firm. This is Solomon and
Simeon.
David said here, those who speak lies, their mouths shall be stopped. Like the words of Simeon. His mouth shall be, must be stopped. In the Church of God, we often have words, if we don't stop them, the church will be
weakened.
For a country, for a church to be strong, we need to stop the mouth who speak lies.
On
one hand, we will praise and worship God. David, in all his trouble, he still worship and praise the Lord. But on the other side, all who speak lies, all the mouths shall be stopped. This church can be grow and developed. Thank our Lord, we can share Psalm 63 this morning.
我再一次说,
I say this again.
我盼望这一些的分享是对我们实际的生活能够有帮助。
I hope that these sharings will be helpful in our real day life.
求主祝福他的话语。
And may the Lord bless his words.
我们低头再一次。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的天上的父, 我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的恩典太丰富, 太广大。
Your blessing is so abundant, so wide.
所以你的古代兴起大卫王来。
In the old times, you raised David.
叫他这样认识你。
So he knew you in the such a way. To draw near to you the such way. That you let him to have such deep experience in you.
也就是诗篇讲解出来,
you explain these things through Psalms so that we can understand.
主耶稣,
但愿你当初如何恩待大卫的经历也照样的恩待我们。 Lord Jesus, may how you bless David in that day, you bless us the same.
叫我们无论在何等的艰难困苦的环境中, 也像大卫一样的一同活在你面前。
No matter we go through what kind of trouble, what kind of hardness, we will live a life like David.
请你听我们的祷告。
To hear our prayers.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.